guys. Welcome to another NFL podcast with Brett and Aaron.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another NFL podcast. Where has everybody been? What have we been doing? Where have you been, buddy?
I don't know.
You really don't know. You look disheveled.
No, we've had a couple rough weeks here. So what can you do? But we're back. Episode 12, Wild Card Weekend Edition.
Exciting. I'm excited.
We're going to have our predictions, maybe talk a little bit of what happened at the end of the season there, and that's all.
This is going to be a short one, people. We apologize that, you know, we haven't been all up in your ears lately, but we'll make up for that.
But I want everyone to know it hasn't been because there's been inner turmoil. There's no fighting going on. We're just busy people.
That's what Christmas. That's what he thinks.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
New Year's holiday.
Yes.
A lot of hoogabaloo. Family come in and friends come in. And you know how it is.
My New Year's was sad. I spent it with you.
Let's not talk about New Year's or unauthorized photographs were taken. That sounds worse than it is. Anyway, let's start the show.
Let's get into it.
All right, the season's come to an end.
Yep.
Any highlights from the last few weeks?
Yeah, man, a couple things stand out in my mind. It was nice to see Romo back in a uniform.
It was great to see Romo. It was great to see Sanchez back.
Yeah.
Being Sanchez. You know, he got loses it for 20 yards. He gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage. I love that kind of Mark Sanchez stuff.
That is typical Mark Sanchez, isn't it? It was, I think we got to do a bit of a highlight here for, you know, at the end of the year, they always do the best things of 2016 and 2015 and so on and so forth. So the best things for me is that, again, my Seahawks.
What about them?
Champs, buddy.
Was it they limped to the division title?
They're division champs.
Come on.
I'm a little worried.
They don't look good.
They don't. They signed Devin Hester, eh? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we don't need Richard Sherman returning punts.
Richard Sherman's trying to be like Neon Deion Sanders. It's pathetic. It's a joke. He's a joke.
I'm worried
He's
though.
Embarrassing.
What if he gets
He's
clipped, man? You can't. You like. That's...
Who cares?
No, we would be. We would be in trouble if we lost him.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think he's more hype. He's capitalizing on his fame right now.
Sure. Well,
he knows the short shelf life.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders.
He is no Deion Sanders. Let's see what Devin Hester can do. They're bringing in him. And we'll
Seahawks
see what happens.
Seahawks aren't going to win the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, man. Right now, like, who's your pick?
I think we'll get to the picks later.
Okay.
Our Super Bowl picks and conference picks and all that stuff. Right?
But just who you think's going to win right now?
New England.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a doubt. I still got to go New England.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I got to go with them.
New England looks just too good. The Raiders are done. Well, yeah, like we said, we'll discuss that
we'll
after.
We'll get into it.
The only teams that I think that New England might lose to is, funny enough, the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
Or the Steelers.
Hmm.
If the Steelers can meet them. I think the Steelers, Big Ben. I think Big Ben can take them on.
Okay.
The Steelers.
Talk about highlights in 2016. I love to see Philip Rivers run the table, like you said. Hey. What do you got here? What do you got here, my friend?
We have a new Philip Rivers.
We do.
Our friend. NFL podcast. Another NFL podcast fan.
Junie Mooney
yes. Sent us what I think is even better.
Than TD?
Than TD.
Wow.
Which, and I got to say, the TD was made out of Seattle in homage to probably Russell Wilson.
Of course.
But now we got we're calling him the Philip Rivers. The little Philip Rivers.
Little Phil?
Little Phil, buddy. Little Philip Rivers. And I think I sent you that meme or that graphic. Rivers ended up had better numbers than Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and your precious Russell Wilson.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
You know, he had more touchdowns, more yards throwing.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have a great coach. He doesn't have a full team. And they had 25 people on the injured reserve.
Also true. Making a little bit of excuses. But, you know, that's okay. Who they did have on that list at the top of it was one Mr. Aaron Rodgers.
And Matt Ryan.
They are looking good right now, man. Green Bay is looking really good.
Another highlight, it's more sad, is Rex and Rob Ryan. Those two fat slobs are out of Buffalo. And I kind of am sad. I'm sad. I'm going to miss them. I hope they land jobs somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of openings, you know.
Yeah,
I can see them go.
Hot dog vendors.
I honestly can see them go to San Diego. San Diego needs a new coach.
They're going to go together, though? You think they'll get hired together?
I don't think so. I think they're going to split them up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It's like two rabid dogs.
Well, there's a meal budget for every team, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And that's where Buffalo lost money. They're going to use that money they're about to save on the meal budget on the draft, right?
Makes sense.
You know, we're blaming Rex and that fat pig slob brother of his, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody going into Buffalo is going to really do great. I don't think they're a great team. A lot of these teams, too, that lost, you know, the 49ers lost their coach.
Yeah. Jacksonville, is that the other one?
Yeah, oh, no, Seattle, sorry.
Not Seattle.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Fisher left there, right? None of these teams, you can throw any coach in there, they're not going to do great.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NFL is so top-heavy, right?
You are correct. Remember how well Buffalo started, though? They started the year well.
Minnesota started 5-0.
Yeah, that's true, too.
It's strength of schedule is a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? How many times you see a particular team over and over again, or...
Yeah, like they're in a weaker division.
Yes.
And then it's just the strength of schedule, period, you know. And I think Minnesota had an easy schedule in the beginning.
Right.
And, you know, I think they got lucky with one game over Green Bay. Green Bay, who ended up running the table.
Yeah.
The last 6-7 games, right?
Yeah.
But
and Aaron said they were gonna do it, and they did.
Yeah. No doubt he
did. They look good. They look strong.
But I'm saying, like, any coach who's gonna, like, you can replace the Browns coach. What is that? Automatically gonna be better, with the exception
more
of
than
like,
one win.
With the exception of Bill Belichick, and I can't even think of another legendary coach that can go in and just turn it around in one or two seasons.
I agree with you though, or it's the talent around you too. I mean, definitely you get coaches that bring out the best in people. Have you been following Columbus Blue Jackets at all? Hockey?
No, not at all.
Oh, right.
Marv Levy said he's 91. Remember the former Bills coach?
He completely dismissed me there, but okay, yeah.
He took the Bills to 4 Super Bowls with Jim Kelly back in the day, Marv Levy, 91. Mm-hmm. He said he'll coach the Bills.
Really?
And I think they should go for it.
Hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, you got nothing to lose, I guess, but I agree with you in the point that if they bring somebody else in to coach the Browns, is it going to give them two wins or three? It's not going to make them competitive.
No chance.
So it's the talent. It's what they've assembled around them. Plus, you can't keep having this revolving door all the time. Somebody's got to just...
Look at franchises that are great, like Pittsburgh, right? Mike Tomlinson's been there for 5-6 years at least, right?
Yeah.
And they've only had three coaches, really,
yeah,
in the last 15-20 years.
Green Bay.
Yeah, like they keep coaches for a long
time.
New England. Right? But, I mean, it can work against you. Look at... What's his name in New Orleans? Peyton.
Yes.
Sean Payton.
Yeah.
I mean, they've kept him for a while, and he's been stinking it up since the Super Bowl, right?
Is it just me, or does the New York Giants head coach look a little bit like a pedophile?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I don't know what pedophiles look like. I don't hang out with them.
He has got, like, this creepy mustache, and...
The guy who replaced Coughlin.
Yeah. He's an interesting-looking individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I said, it's sad to see Rex Ryan and that fat pig brother of his, Rob Ryan, who is, you know, everyone rants and raves, he's such a great defensive coach. Like, when? When was he a great defensive coach?
Let's get him on the show.
I'd love to get those. I just kiss their ass so much.
Let's do it.
Funny.
We'll tell him we'll take him out for lunch. We'll start saving now.
We're going to need a lot of money.
We really are.
Other highlights for the end of the season there besides Green Bay?
Falcons were interesting. They started off really strong as well. They slipped. A low light for me, man. I was so impressed by the Raiders and to see Carr break his ankle and go out.
Yeah, it's fibula or whatever.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
They're that done. Was,
they
They're
are.
Finished.
They are. Who's? Do you know who the backup is?
I have no clue who the backup is.
I'm not
is
sure it. Either.
Actually, they went to their third string because the backup got injured.
Oh, you're
as
right.
Well.
You're right. You're
so
right.
So they're in heaps of trouble.
That's a
they're
shame.
Their only saving grace is they're playing the Texans in Houston. And I think Brock Osweiler was benched, and they put him in the last game near the end.
Yes.
Because they just had to, I think
they got, needed someone.
Yeah, they needed someone.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a way they might sneak past that first round.
Do you think maybe the team might get energized because of this and be like, all right, let's win this for Derek?
Quarterback's too powerful of a
yeah.
position. You need some guy in there. You can't just put someone in there to cut the ball and give it to the running back. You need someone who knows how to run that offense, right? So they might sneak past the Texans, but that'll be it. They're not going any further. And to be honest with you, I don't think any of the wild card teams, it's going to be like last year when Denver won it. They were at the top in their conference and they played Carolina were the top in their conference.
Right.
All the byes made it through. last year.
Did they?
All four bye teams made it through, which means that they were division champs and conference champs, right?
Right.
The 1-2 from each conference went to the finals.
It's like, this is what you're saying with it being so top-heavy.
Yeah.
So how do you change that? How do you make any difference with that? How do you?
I think it's natural time. It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Time. The NBA's got a worse problem. It's top-heavy by three teams. That's mm-hmm. it. There's three teams. There's no point. The regular season, yeah, I mean, the NBA does a good job because the games themselves are an event.
Right.
You know, I went to those Knicks games in New York, right?
And yep.
There's a lot of energy, a lot of action. There's a lot going on where those games are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why. But the games are pointless if you think about it, because it's going to be Cleveland.
Golden State
or San Antonio. And maybe OKC. And three of those teams are from the West.
Look at the
Clippers,
man.
We're not even looking at the East.
Clippers are good, too.
All right, throw them in there.
Toronto.
No, but Toronto's not getting past Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know, it's just cut and dry. And, like, same with the Clippers. They're not getting past Golden State or San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think OKC might make it through.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones maybe upset. But, you know, it's one thing for them to upset one great team. They're not going to upset two. Or three, for that matter, and then four to win the championship. They're not going to do that, right?
So you're calling it right now, it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State again in the final?
I think so.
Wow.
And it'll be the first time in NBA history that the finals had the same three teams. Same two teams.
Same two teams.
For 3 years.
Yeah, because it's been two back-to-back.
Even the Lakers and Celtics never went back-to-back-to-back. You know, it's always been back-to-back, but no one's gone back-to-back-to-back. The proof's in the pudding. LeBron, the best player in the league, has made it, what, 5-6 times to the NBA championship?
Yeah, because he
in
did
a
it
row.
In Miami too, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Jordan, they never did it. I think those Celtics of the 60s or 70s, which mm-hmm. passed our year, like they had nine, whatever. That doesn't make that's insane, right?
Yeah.
But he's made it 6. This would be his 7th in a row.
Wow.
With three different teams. Or two different teams.
Two different teams.
So, and the NBA is that team, is that place where you bring LeBron can go to the worst team and that team is now going to make the playoffs minimum.
Yes.
And it's probably going to be in the high in the playoffs. You know, it's going to be a third, fourth, second seed.
Mm-hmm.
In the NFL, not work. Does not work that way. You know, Tom Brady goes to the Cleveland Browns next year. The Browns are not automatically making the playoffs.
No,
they're going to struggle.
True.
They're going to struggle just to be 8-8.
Absolutely. Well, it's
right?
what
even with Tom Brady.
But this is what we talked about before, Arv, is where you surround yourself with the talent. And like New England, like you said, a receiver goes down, some other new guy steps up that you haven't heard of that's on the practice roster and is almost
coaching,
as good.
That's coaching. That's Belichick and the genius thereof, right?
Well, and I think it's recruiting too. Yeah. Recruiting and scouting, right? They've got good people on the...
Yeah, they have gems that they're not letting out of the vault right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they always seem to pick up players from other teams that they drop. And then they come over there and they just go to town.
Well, that Arizona Cardinals receiver, you hear about him? He got that drunk driving charge. So the Cardinals let him go, and then
New England picked him up.
And then I don't know if you saw the video of this guy drunk in his car. Absolutely smashed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cops knocking on the door. This guy doesn't know what's going on. And now everyone's telling New England should probably drop this player too.
Right.
But they're not going to because they're at war with Roger Goodell. They're like, well, you know, they're going to throw it in his face now.
Sure.
It's a perfect time to throw it in his face. NFL, top heavy, even hockey. You can take the best player. Who's the best player in hockey right now? Is it Sid or McDavid?
Yeah, there's debate.
Let's
those
take
two
Sid
for
just
sure.
to the experience,
sure.
right? Sid comes to the Calgary Flames. Are we automatically going to the Stanley Cup final? No, we might struggle to make the playoffs still.
True.
You know, so one player in the NHL doesn't even make a difference.
True.
So I think that's specific to the NBA.
And I hear what you're saying with LeBron, but I can't see that one. I give you part of that for sure, but again, it's also who you surround yourself with, right?
And they were smart. I'm not saying that's what they did in Cleveland. Well, that is what I'm saying. They did in Cleveland. They surrounded him with winners now.
Sure.
But before, he couldn't carry it himself.
Right.
But if he goes to the worst team in the NBA, like he goes to Philadelphia tomorrow, they're going to make the playoffs. He's capable of getting them to the playoffs.
You think one guy can put that much weight
in
on
the NBA,
shoulders?
For sure.
Can shoulder the
Michael
load
Jordan
the
goes
team.
To the worst team in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
He's scoring 30, 40 points a game in a game that has 100 points, you know. And if that team doesn't have someone scoring that much to begin with, and
right.
you've just bumped them up by 10, 20 points a game,
mm-hmm.
of course they're going to win. It's the math.
I hear you. I don't know if I fully agree with it, but I hear you. Your point's valid.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I think the proof's in the pudding. LeBron, everywhere he goes, I mean, he went to Miami,
mm-hmm.
and boom, now they were playing for the NBA championship. They lost the first time.
Right.
They won the next two.
Let's talk about
then he comes back to Cleveland. Goes to the finals twice.
Yeah. Okay.
In a row. All right. Guess what? He's going back again this year. His route's way easier in the East. There's nobody in the East. Chicago. Toronto. These are all weak teams, man. Yeah. They're posers. I know we get excited about Toronto here. Come on. It's not happening. And I think they were down 0-2. Cleveland was down to them, right?
Yeah, they were.
And there was no panic whatsoever in Cleveland. None.
Oh, are you talking in the playoffs?
Yeah, in the playoffs. Remember they were down.
No, I thought Cleveland was up 2-0.
Oh, and then
Toronto came back.
Yeah, but in no time was Cleveland ever in panic.
No.
They could go down 3-0. They're like, we're not losing this.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah. It's like, all right, now we're going to earn our paycheck. No, we've gone off topic here.
Totally did. But maybe it's foreshadowing on what's happening going forward with another NFL podcast.
We don't want to announce that. I think we'll announce it on Super Bowl. Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe on Championship Sunday, the conference finals.
Okay.
I think maybe we'll hold off there. But not for wild card and not for divisional.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, then we will have a big announcement to where this podcast is going.
Let's wrap it up. 2016 is big, people.
You know, let's do the picks. Let's go for.
But 2016, you got anything else?
Highlights
or lowlights?
The Chargers not being in the playoffs kind of a buzzkill for me.
Okay.
So my official team that I'm backing, I'm not picking them to win.
Yes.
But my team that I'm going to watch, I'm going to root for, are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. And it goes hand in hand with the hoodie that you wear.
Love that hoodie. Thank you to my sister for that. But I got Giants hoodie, got Chargers hoodie. I got hoodies from all over the place.
Right.
But I've always been a Steelers fan. Well, not always, but I really liked him with Troy Polamalu.
Gotcha. Lastly for me, I would say the ties were really annoying.
I told you.
Yeah, it was frustrating for sure.
It made trying to figure out who's going to make the playoffs impossible. You know?
Yeah.
It just made it impossible. It's like 9-5-1. It's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, the math was just ridiculous. And I just hate it. You know me. I've said this several times on the podcast. Symmetry.
Symmetry, buddy.
I love symmetry.
You do.
I want it. I need it. You know?
I was having a great chat with a buddy of mine, and he told me something interesting right now, that they're looking at bringing over the kickers from the European leagues, European soccer leagues that are like 30 and 32 they were strikers back in the day, and giving them tryouts now for field goal kicking. Cause these guys are just, I mean, that's unacceptable to A, make it a tie, B, to lose a game because of it. Like just hitting the extra, how many were missed? Wasn't like 13
but they moved
or
the extra
14
point back. That's
I know,
why.
But that's still, man.
But what about like Hauska in Seattle? He's missed a few bad ones.
Man, and that guy used to be money. Money.
The NFL did something house smart, money. Like by moving it back.
Agreed.
Now with the playoffs coming up.
Agreed.
What's going to happen is a lot of coaches are going to go for it. You know, in the critical moments, they're going to say, I can't kick this ball. We've got to do something else here.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Either put our defense on or we go on a fourth down.
But even just the point after, which became such a routine thing, it made no big difference, is now like it's not a done deal.
And now like, they have to recruit better kickers.
Right.
Solid kickers. I think the 49ers had that player from Australia, the rugby player.
Oh, okay.
Not this season, but the season before. And I thought he did okay.
Okay.
And I always thought, you know, I've watched a lot of rugby games, and I always think, wow, these guys, they'd be foolish not to try out for the NFL
sure.
for the money.
Sure.
But it's apples and oranges, man. Speaking Cricket. Of rugby. Hold on. No, speaking of rugby. You know, I watch rugby once in a while, and, you know, and I've had a debate with a few people where people say rugby players are tougher than football players because they don't wear padding.
Right.
You know, and I've seen some bad hits in rugby, no doubt.
Oh, their technique is good, too.
Yeah,
like
it is,
tackling
right?
techniques.
But they're not getting hit like the athletes in the NFL are getting hit at that speed, at that weight. I think those guys would be crushed even with pads in the NFL.
I don't know, man. I've seen some pretty serious highlights of guys that are getting smoked for sure.
Who do you think is more athletic? Who's running faster, getting hit harder?
Probably the NFL guys. Because the rugby guys are just trying to hold each other till the rest of their team gets there. And then they get into the ruck or the scrum. Or yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, not calling out rugby players.
That's not what we're here to do, people.
We're foreshadowing. Maybe this is going to become a rugby podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's not give it away.
All right, so let's get to our picks.
You betcha.
Now, it's worth discussing the bye teams.
Okay.
The NFC was Dallas Cowboys got the number one seed. They got a bye, which I don't even think Troy Aikman's day. Did they ever get a bye? I can't remember.
I was talking to a loyal podcast listener, and I think the best record they ever had was it 14-2?
14-2. Oh, with eight. You know what? They must have had a bye back in the day, too.
Unless somebody...
If you're 14-2, you're going to be conference champ.
You should be.
But anyway, the Cowboys, congratulations to them, and Falcons out of nowhere. And it's good. The Falcons needed a bye because they're horrible in the playoffs. They're 1-4, I think.
Okay.
Or Matt Ryan is, at least.
Yeah.
And having a bye is perfect for them. I don't expect much out of them anyway. On the other side of the ball, the Raiders lose that quarterback. Kansas City snuck right
they
in.
They did. I like KC. I've always kind of liked them. And what was the... Yeah. Did you watch the game?
KC against...
Yeah, it was Kansas City, Denver. And it was so awesome. There was that one play where they're on like the 5-yard line and they bring in the guy that looks like the fridge. And he looks like he's going to go crashing right through the line.
Threw the ball.
And he threw the ball up. It was like some of the coaching moves this year has been very impressive.
Never does that.
No.
You never. Why do we not hack on Andy Reid like we do on the Ryan brothers?
Because he's a winning coach.
He only made one Super Bowl and lost it.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen the footage of him when he was a kid with those other kids and they're throwing a football in some kind of competition? And he is towering over these kids.
Oh, wow.
And he's just only a couple years older than them. I'll show you I'll show you later.
show me offline.
You'll be stunned.
Wow.
It's something else. Anyway, so...
Yeah, there were some interesting coaching moves this year, but it was fun to watch it, too. Like, do you remember the Seattle game where...
Oh, great. Pete Carroll did something great.
Well, Wilson flicked it back to, I think it was Baldwin, and then Wilson took off, and Baldwin threw a touchdown to him.
Oh, big deal.
Come on.
Oh, That's I've seen that tons of times. Don't think Pete Carroll came up with that.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It would have been Belichick. Or, not Belichick. Yeah, she probably would have been originally. No, it was just good. It was good to see some interesting coaching maneuvers this year, right?
For sure. Let's see. And the Patriots made it.
Oh, big surprise. Yeah.
Like they need to be rested. Anyway, so let's start with Wild Card Weekend, one of my all-time favorite weekends of the year.
It's pretty exciting. I will be here.
Raiders, Texans, who do you got?
Who do you got? You said it. There's a chance that they could knock them off. They're in Houston at home. I don't know, man. I want it to be the Raiders. I love the Raiders. I'm impressed with the Raiders. And I feel so bad for them the way that their season has gone with Carr going down. I watched the highlight reel with Carr. And this guy, his passes are unbelievable. Like, they're just right on the money. They're pinpoint perfect. Why not? Let's go with the Raiders.
I'm going with the Texans. At home, no quarterback for the Raiders. Even if Osweiler's the backup, you know, he's a Super Bowl winning team. Well, actually, he didn't really win that.
He didn't do Manning nothing. Did.
Peyton Manning barely won it himself. I'm going with the Texans at home. And this is the worst of the four games.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Let's go. Oh, here we go. Saturday night.
Woo!
In Seattle.
Detroit Lions.
And your Seattle Seahawks.
So glad that it's Detroit and not Green Bay, though. Because, I mean, last year, Seattle was able to pull it off against Green Bay and win with some heroics last minute. That wouldn't have happened this year. If that was Green Bay coming in, I think we would get stomped. This is going to be a close game, but Seattle's going to find a way to do it, buddy. At home, they play so good with the 12th man.
I'm tempted to say Seattle because, like we said, Matthew Stafford, total cowboy, puts right. that ball in the holster, takes it out, hucks it downfield. Kind of reminds me of Eli Manning. When you get a quarterback like Stafford that likes to throw it downfield,
yeah,
more times for it to get picked off.
True. Especially going to Sherman's side.
I just don't trust the Lions that much. It's a cold weather game. I think I'm going to have to go with Seattle, actually.
Wow. There you go. Using your hand.
I will be rooting for Detroit. You know, if we're out watching a game, I will be rooting for the Detroit Lions for sure. Oh, here we go. Your Miami Dolphins. The fish against the boys.
I love my Miami Dolphins.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers at home, cold weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big Ben, the therapist. He's going to have a field day.
Not even a question,
he's
man.
He's going to eat these fish.
If Dolphins had Tannehill, they might have a chance. They might have had a little bit of a chance. And the running back for the Dolphins there, Ajayi, whatever, this guy has been phenomenal. he's been a real surprise this year. It's just not going to happen, man. It doesn't. It's the Steelers.
I mean, no chance.
This other one is just the Sunday intriguing.
This is the big one. I don't even think I've ever seen them play each other. Well, they must have when the Giants won the Super Bowl. They must have gone through. Giants at Green Bay. Here's the thing I don't like about winning streaks. They gotta come to an end.
Yes.
And nobody knows it better than New England when they went undefeated right to the Super Bowl and lose. You know you're gonna lose.
Right.
I don't even know where to go.
It's so hard with this one, man.
I'd love to see the Giants and Cowboys go at it, though, you know?
Yeah.
But all the Giants, I mean, Packers and Dallas would be a great game, too. So potential next round is going to be awesome.
Did you see the pictures that were circulating with the Giants on the boat?
Yeah.
Down in Miami? That it was so funny when they interviewed Eli about it. Because they said, what do you think, Eli? He goes, to be honest, man, I'm really disappointed. He goes... They didn't pack properly. There was no shoes. There was no flip-flops. I thought that was really clever, actually. Yeah, instead
I think
of saying
you like taking a page out of Peyton's book, right, on the comedy side. You know, I don't really know who to go with on this. Green Bay's just playing so well. It's cold weather.
Yeah.
The Giants playing cold weather stadium, too. Not as cold as Green Bay. You know what?
What are the
bookies? I'm going to ride with the Packers.
What are the bookies saying? Like, what's the spread on this one, I wonder? Yeah, man, at home, they're so good at Lambeau. And you never know what Odell Beckham's showing up to play, what Eli's going to be showing up to play, whereas Rodgers is consistent
kills
all
it
the time.
In the playoffs, though. Remember, the last two times the Giants have made the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I think it would be unreal if the Giants meet the Patriots in the final.
Yeah.
And NFL.com just ranked all the defenses, because defense wins championships, right? They ranked all the top defenses. Your Seattle Seahawks were number 4, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I think that was generous.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is generous this year.
And the tied for number 1 was New England and the Giants.
And the Giants. Wow. That would be good to see. I'll go with the Pack, for sure. Our compadre will be happy that we're, you know, going to be sending positive energy on Sunday his way.
For sure, for sure. You know, Green Bay, like, the ultimate Super Bowl will be Green Bay versus New England.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, two marquee quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has a little bit more selling power than the therapist does because he's been in trouble with the law, right?
Right.
If Ben Roethlisberger doesn't get a massage, then he's the marquee quarterback.
But it's the cities we talked about too, right? Your large cities and how they've got a huge fan base behind them. So I hear you with the Steelers. The Dolphins, not as much.
Also,
you
know, Patriots, Cowboys. That would actually be the dream.
That would be a good
Super
one
Bowl
too.
For the NFL, right?
We could be foreshadowing, buddy. So right now we have got, for myself, the Raiders on a little bit of the upset. The Seahawks on not the upset. The Steelers on definitely not an upset. And the Packers is going to be a close one, but they're going to win it.
And I've got Texans, Seahawks, Steelers, and Packers. You know what I just realized? I just took all the home teams. And I'm going to do an official
Wild Carl.
I'm going to do an official wild card flip-flop.
And take?
Detroit.
Oh,
over
come
Seattle.
On, you punk.
They're going to smoke them.
Why
actually.
Wouldn't you take New York over Green Bay?
This looks too good.
I know. I hear you. Nah, you could be right with that, man. I don't know. We definitely need that first round. I'm glad we're playing Detroit and not Green Bay.
Who do you want?
I know.
Who do you think's gonna win the Super Bowl?
New England.
New England.
Yeah.
Same here. Who would you love to see win? Seattle, and who's number 2? You'd love to see.
I would be probably pulling for Dallas right now. I've really enjoyed watching their season, watching that team come together. If it's not the Seahawks, I'll be hoping for Dallas.
I'd like to see Big Ben get a third one. You're in the conversation with Troy Aikman.
Mm-hmm.
Officially, you've passed Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already been in 3 Super Bowls. He's lost one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's getting up there with Tom Brady numbers. And then you could be winning 4 championships.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see, or if Eli wins, that's 3 for him.
Right.
You know, that's insane. Like, you know, once you reach 3 and you're with Aikman, you're on the cusp of something like phenomenal. And those guys still have some years behind. Like, Eli still has 5-6 years behind him, and so does Big Ben.
A lot of this is still injury dependent, though. I mean, if
yeah, round by round. But I'd love to see Pittsburgh win, and I'd like to see the Packers actually win. I think Aaron Rodgers winning a second one. He he'd officially put that bum Brett Favre in the rear view. And people in Green Bay will never talk about Favre the way
they'll
talk about
Aaron Rodgers. Who's that number four? Yeah, you're right. I've been very impressed with Rodgers for sure. What he's done and with the injury and how he's come back and how
here's
that team's
the thing,
come
though.
Back.
We made our predictions for wild card. Does it even matter? Is it going to be like last year where Falcons, Patriots, Chiefs, and Cowboys, all conference leaders, all division leaders, and bye week teams, what if they just make it through? All four of them make it through. Then it doesn't even matter what happens this week and next weekend because it's going to be, you know, if the top four teams make it like they did last year, it would be Patriots, Chiefs, Falcons, Cowboys. Cowboys are in.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe in the Falcons. And the Patriots are in, and it would be a Patriots, Cowboys, NFL. And that's exactly what the NFL wants.
Roger Goodell's working it his way. Well, people, tune in. Let's see what happens. We'll be back again, and we will definitely discuss.
We'll dissect one of the best weekends of the year.
For sure.
Wild card weekend.
The WCW.
Yeah, and then divisional weekend is pretty good, too. And then Championship Sunday. And then I always have mixed feelings about Super Bowl. It's always happy and sad.
It's true.
Because right when the Super Bowl is over, that's it. Now you really got to get into the NBA or NHL.
Yeah.
And I just jump on a bandwagon right away, immediately. What's Calgary doing? Who's their player? Who's the guy I'm going to follow? You know?
Right.
I pretend that I've been watching the Flames all season.
There you go.
It's funny because they're like down the street from here.
Literally.
I don't care less about them right now.
So true.
The whole team could walk right by. And I'd just be like, hey, can you guys walk a little faster?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of my place here.
Bunch of bums.
For sure.
They're not going to go anywhere this year. The Flames?
No, they're not.
Are they?
Anyway, let's tune in next week.
Well, we'll tune in because we'll be here.
We will be here for sure. Good podcast. I had fun. Good to have you back. High five on this one, buddy.
Thanks. Oh, that was a bad one. There we go.
Thanks, guys.